This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. Today marks 1 year since same-sex marriage became legal in Idaho. That means it's also the one-year wedding anniversary for Rachel and Amber Byerly. The Byerlys are one of four couples who sued to overturn Idaho's ban on gay marriage. We heard from them several times over the course of their lawsuit. This week, our Adam Cotterell checked in with the couple to see how their lives have changed. The biggest difference, Amber says, is a third member in their family, who was also there for our interview.
Yes, we have a new baby boy, Malcolm Byerly. And what other changes, Rachel?
We sold our previous home and purchased a new home that was a little more family-friendly. A quiet street, and then something that didn't have stairs. We're all single-level ranch now.
But yeah, Malcolm needed a backyard where he could, run naked on the slip and slide and have a little bit of privacy back there.
Through the sprinkler, kind of like we all did.
He's in favor.
He wants to do it right now.
What has changed as a result of the change in Idaho law?
I think one of the biggest things is when we were in the hospital, just Rachel's on the birth certificate, which definitely would not have been afforded that opportunity had we not been married. And there were a few complications with Malcolm. He was in the NICU, and Rachel was able to be a part of everything without question. We didn't have to worry about those things, and that was amazing. It seems simple, but it really helped.
I am on his birth certificate as his mother as well. Mother and mother, which is pretty special.
In the course of your life, a normal day, are there things that you notice that are different? Do you say this world that we live in now is different from the one we lived in last year?
I feel comfortable talking about my spouse, so I can say, well, my wife, Amber. I actually feel comfortable talking to coworkers, the store clerk, people I come across about, a silly story about my wife and I or my little family. I actually feel comfortable with that now. I don't know if it's something that I am internally comfortable with all of a sudden or if it's people are just more accepting, but either way.
I think you're right, though. It's just that we just don't have that apprehension anymore. I mean, because it's just legitimized, and it just is. And I think what we've discovered as well is that there's far less people that care. it's just sort of, okay, you get a shrug of the shoulder, sure. And I think that's a good thing because they look at our family and they consider us a family.
In a lot of ways in your day-to-day life, is it the same as it was before?
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing, and it simply is, and it's 365 days later, and the only thing that's changed is that, we're legally recognized as married in the state of Idaho. We're a normal married couple, which, we love each other. Dare I say, we maybe don't see eye to eye all the time, but we've invested in each other, and we've invested in this state, really. I mean, that's why it was important for us to be a part of this, and we were so lucky to have wonderful co-plaintiffs and wonderful attorneys that just said enough is enough, it's time.
What's it been like in this year since the case was over compared to last year when you were in the midst of it all the time and it was an ongoing part of your life?
It's a relief. We're a little bit more relaxed. It's just a sense of relief. It's over. It's done.
It's very nice to not have the uncertainty anymore, of course, the lawsuits, and the appeals and everything. Okay, it's going to be today. No, it's going to be tomorrow. Obviously, it's just, you just settle in now, and that feels so good to just be normal.
That was Amber and Rachel Byerly talking with our Adam Cotterell. They and other same-sex couples in Idaho gained the right to marry 1 year ago today. Now we'd like to hear from you. How has your life changed in the past year? How has the state changed? We've set up a hotline where you can call in and offer your thoughts. That number is 426-3671. We've also posted the number at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, and on Twitter and Facebook.